Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and it's good to have you join me today as we continue on in a message I've entitled Abiding in the Presence of the Lord. And we looked at a few verses in the fourth chapter of Genesis where we see that Cain went out from the presence of the Lord. This was after he had murdered his brother Abel. And what a tragedy, what a travesty of God's rules and laws that a brother would take the life. There was the first recorded murder in history, human history, and he bore his punishment. He was a fugitive and vagabond in the earth. And I was just thinking about what had occurred, that these two were brothers, they grew up together, and obviously Cain made a choice on that day in Genesis when he slew his brother Abel, but that punishment that he received from the Lord was swift and just. And just think about it, what a terrible thing it is to go out from the presence of the Lord. Cain himself said that it was more than he could bear, and he had a form of godliness. He came to worship and sacrifice to the Lord, but it wasn't in the prescribed way that God had required. And beloved, there are so many today that are looking for answers. They are desperate. They have insolvable problems and they don't know where to turn. Multitudes are looking for help. And that's why, beloved, there is such a definite urgency that the whole Word of God, the whole counsel of God, be preached clearly and with anointing and with authority. There's an answer in the Bible for every need that man could face. And it's up to the ministry, the leaders in the body of Christ, the members of the body of Christ, to seek God in fasting and prayer, and until they have the anointing and the compassion of Jesus to provide the answers that will meet the needs of all who come to Jesus Christ. My heart just cries out, for there are so many that are they're having itching ears and they're following winds of doctrines, and people are flocking to those who will preach everything but the Word of God. Beloved, when the Word of God is less than supreme in a man or woman's preaching in their church, they have gone out from the presence of the Lord. You can't have it both ways. It's one way or the other. And many people have invented elaborate shortcuts trying to get around the Word of God, trying to compromise the Word of God. But friends, there are no shortcuts. There's no compromising. God is absolute authority, and when you come to know Him, your heart so rejoices. You, He is beautiful beyond description, too marvelous for words, as that song goes, wonderful beyond comprehension, like nothing we've never seen or heard. Our God is a consuming fire. He's a holy God, but He is a loving God, and He understands our weaknesses, our infirmities. And He has done everything. He is, with all of His heart, He is like, we call the prodigal son, it's really the prodigal father, because prodigal in one sense means generous and lavish. And surely He was that when His son returned. But it's interesting to note, as though, even though His heart must have been broken, and the disrespect that was shown to Him in the culture of that day, that a son would ask for inheritance before the father died, yet He was willing to let him go because He knew that boy, that young man, had to come to himself, as the scriptures say, and then he had spiritual understanding and realization. And beloved, we need to be praying that the hearts of God's people, that there will be a renewed fear of the Lord, and those that are going off in all kinds of tangents, because, beloved, we have a serious adversary. He always takes truth, but then adds just a little bit of error. Obviously, if it was straight lies, no one would fall for a complete lie. But he always blends a little bit of lies in with the truth, so that the unaware and the unobservant can be taken, and they go off on a wrong path. And so, beloved, we need to pray for one another. We need to understand and read and love the Word of God. So many ministries and churches have claimed to have a new revelation. Beloved, there's nothing new under the sun, Solomon said. The message of the gospel is clear. I mean, Jesus has preached from Genesis all the way through to Revelation. They have made their messages attractive. They've wanted people to listen to their new song. But, beloved, you can't stay with a harlot church system and expect to receive the blessings of God. You can't be as Cain, who walked out from the presence of the Lord. Jesus commanded us to come out of Mystery Babylon, have nothing to do with a harlot system of man-made religion. The modernistic, lukewarm church system today that preaches a gospel, teaches behavioral sciences and social dynamics instead of Holy Scripture is a church that is bound for judgment, beloved. When we decide that we will not be our brother's keeper and we're willing to let our brothers and sisters die in churchianity, we basically manifest the spirit of Cain, who slew his brother Abel. Cain slew Abel because he was jealous. And we, who will not be our brother's keeper, if we allow them to die in apostasy, in the cathedrals of spiritual lukewarmness, in one sense, are we innocent of their deaths? Beloved, we need to pray, and we need to witness as the Lord provides opportunity. Only after we have done all that God shows us to do can we, through Jesus, through the Holy Spirit, be free. If He gives us opportunities, we need to speak the truth, beloved. Whether or not that person is hurt or offended, we have to do it in the Spirit of Christ, with meekness, with love. People, if they have any sensitivity to the truth, they will know and understand your spirit and your heart. The mark that God put on Cain showed everyone that he was separated from God's presence. I don't know what it was. The scriptures don't tell us. But even though God would avenge himself on those who would slay Cain, he still drove Cain out from his presence. All over the country and around the world, there are those who've been separated from God's holy presence. Beloved, Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. And remember when his mother and brethren came to seek him and someone said, Jesus, your family's outside. He basically said, he turned to those who were around him, listening to his words of teaching, and he said, these are my brothers, my mother, my sisters, those who will hear and do the will of God. I hope, beloved, that you will determine all that you can to know and love the Word of God, to proclaim the gospel of the kingdom of God in this earth. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And you know, we have been so blessed in this country, practically certainly in every city or little towns. There are church after church. We have a shortage of church buildings, if you will, and some of them are beautiful architectural accomplishments. They sit in the best neighborhoods. But is there an emphasis to reach the lost with the gospel, the true gospel of Jesus Christ? Is there an emphasis to the church body on the teachings of the founder of Christianity, the Lord Jesus Christ? Are the people taught that Jesus paid it all? Or is it merely, in some cases, it just seems to be a religious social club where the emphasis is on catering to the needs and to the propensities and preferences of the members. Beloved, if that's what the leadership does, then they're going to have to answer to the Lord. Again, Ezekiel 34 talks about those harlot shepherds that did not care for the true needs of the flock. Just because a person joins the church doesn't mean that he or she is a Christian, unless and only if they haven't confessed their sins to Jesus and repented of those sins and believed on the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. To repent means to turn 180 degrees away. And in some respects, you look around, the church world differs little from the world anymore. There's such compromise. I mean, when I first moved to Idaho, I went to a really large church. Someone said, oh, you need to go to this church. And I came home and was very really grieved. I felt that I felt like I was from another planet. I think I made reference to that once before. Girls were in skin tight jeans and 4-inch heels, and while the worship service was going on, they were out in the lobby drinking their lattes, and it looked like a rock concert. I mean, it was so dark in there. You had to have an usher with a flashlight, and it grieved my heart that it seemed they had left the presence of the Lord. Oh, and you might say, Sister Glass, you're not supposed to judge. Well, beloved, by your fruit, you will know them. And it's only by the Word of God. There's no other criterion. It is the Word of God that is the one thing that we're going to be accountable for before the Lord. Every vain and idle word will be judged by, the Scriptures say. And so we have to, the church should not live and act like the world so that you can't tell a difference. We should be separate. We should be set apart. And that's what the Lord is doing. He's bringing those who really love him into a walk of holiness. Some, even Pentecostal churches, claim to have it all, but some have been just lulled to sleep with a song of indifference, and it doesn't bother them if they haven't had a soul saved in a year. As long as they can keep their attendance up, they're satisfied. Beloved, we need to pray as never before that we have a heart and a hunger to serve God and to see the lost brought in before it's everlastingly too late. Well, my time is gone, and I must bring this broadcast to a close. I do invite you to write. If you feel where you're going to church, if your pastor needs prayer, write, and we'll join together that God will undertake, and that throughout the body of Christ, we'll be preaching the same Jesus, and him crucified, him alone to receive the glory. I love you, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh.